I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Oh, the last couple of weeks, torturous for Abby here, who's watching Taylor Swift probably do more interviews this time around than I have ever seen her in her career with a new project.
This is the most amount of press I've seen her do since Lover, which came out in 2019. That's almost 10 years. And so I had kind of always given up on the hope that I would ever meet or interview Taylor Swift because she's like Beyonce at this point. She doesn't really need the press. People are going to listen to it no matter what.
Yeah.
And so seeing her do these interviews and interviews within our company and knowing that it could have been a possibility if somebody wasn't retiring, you know, it's been pretty brutal.
Just to give context to that, because I'm quitting, we would have been in line to interview Taylor Swift. Whenever Cumulus gets somebody that big, they generally speaking, 95% of the time, we'll give it to the Burt Show. But because the show is ending on October 24th, Taylor Swift going around, it was given to another morning show that I really love a lot.
They're very worthy of that interview.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually just Rua for her weekend show.
Nice.
Wasn't even the morning show because me and the producer talked yesterday. And I was talking to some other people that were bummed out within Cumulus, bummed out for us. And they were mad at Cumulus. And I'm like, guys, and I've said this a million times on the show too, is we are a product. Would it have been nice for them to throw us a bone and go, hey, this is Burt's last interview. Let's give him the biggest one. And then Abby is the biggest Swiftie on radio. Would that have been nice? Sure. But what a product, man. And this product is going away. And Cumulus, they have a product in Houston that can use it more than we can. So I'm not even taking it personally, man.
It makes logical sense. I'm not mad at the company. I'm just mad at Burt. So
that's fair enough.
You couldn't have waited another year.
Yeah, fair enough.
For Taylor Swift.
I did have just as a sidebar here yesterday, I ran into a friend at the gym today and he's like, is there any resentment from your staff? And I'm like, not that I'm seeing. He's like, do you know when they leave the studio, the crap they're probably talking about you? And I'm like, I have no idea, man.
No, we don't talk. Absolutely not. We don't talk crap about you in here. There's microphones.
Right.
We wait till we go home.
After studio, sure.
We only talk crap about Jackson.
So anyway, in thinking that this could have actually been a plausible possibility for me, I was planning out the questions I would have loved to have asked Taylor Swift. And of course, naturally, when you've been a fan of somebody for 20 years, you have questions that are very PC and align with what they're trying to do. And then also there's curious questions that you want to ask them as just like a human being. So since Taylor Swift is not on the other line, I figured I would tell you guys which interview questions I would have brought to the table, the personal ones and the PR friendly ones.
And you have not seen any of these questions asked to her by anybody in all of the interviews.
These are the questions you could have gotten.
See, well, I do think that there would have been like entertainment wise, when you go to a Swiftie as knowledgeable as you, that interview is going to be great. It is going to be absolutely great. So the fact that she's doing interviews with people that might have large audiences but don't really buy into Taylor, it's kind of doing a disservice.
It would have been a really good interview. So this is the first question I would have asked. And it all has to do with the big fan theory that's going around. So I would have asked her, Taylor, Tay Baby, A lot of fans think you've been teasing the life of a showgirl since 2022, since there's a showgirl character in several of your music videos. Was this intentional? And if so, why have you been planning this specific record for so long?
Good question.
And she would have answered, and I would have been like, oh my God, you're such a genius.
So as I've said before, like, as a good interviewer, you know what their answer is going to be before they even give you the answer, in most cases, if you do the research. So what do you think her response would have been to that?
I think that's why I want to interview her so bad, is I literally have no idea what she would say. She would probably give me some kind of pre-planned answer, honestly. Maybe it wouldn't have been that exciting, but she would have been like, you know, I've had this idea floating around in my head for so long because my grandmother, Marjorie, who she's written about in the past, was a showgirl, and I've always felt that connection from beyond the grave with her, and I always thought there would be a cool, reason to be able to write about being a showgirl, and I knew it was going on tour, and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I would have liked to have heard it for her, from her. And then if we were going to get a little bit more personal, I would have maybe dug in a little deeper and been like, so your best friend, Blake Lively, was going to extort you by releasing all of your text messages.
Click now she's just hung up on you.
What text messages would you have been most afraid Blake Lively would have leaked?
Could you imagine you finally getting this interview, or we getting this interview, and you ask a question and Taylor Swift hangs up on us because of you?
I would have sobbed.
Oh my God, that's it.
But here's the thing. I would have never asked that question. I know better. I'm not crazy. And then another question I would have asked is, you have titled this album The Life of a Showgirl because you were writing about what your life was like as you were a showgirl on the Eras Tour. But there's one song that stands out from the rest because it doesn't seem like it fits that theme. You have a song called Ruin the Friendship, which is about regretting not kissing a guy you liked in high school. Why was this song why was this the right time to release that song on this record?
Good question.
Right?
Would have been great.
Would have been great. The Swifties would have eaten this up on the TikTok. But we'll never know what she said. And then, if I wanted to get a little bit more personal for that specific question, I would have said, why are you still writing about a guy you didn't even date from high school? If I wanted to be really honest.
I like the juxtaposition of the ones that she would have asked and the ones that live like the dark mat. We're going between Abby, like Entertainment Buzz Abby, and Dark Mode.
Right.
Exactly. It's 9 a.m. The next question I would have asked is, you have a song called Canceled, which of course is about getting canceled. You were famously canceled back in 2016 and disappeared for an entire year. But now you've talked about how that experience has made you sharper and more wise. So what have you learned about life since getting canceled?
That's a good question.
She would have given us some great advice. Would have loved to have heard it, because being in the public eye, would have loved to have known what she had learned since getting canceled. And then a more personal question, cat mom to cat mom, I would have been like, you travel all over the world with your cats and I can't even get them to go to the vet with me. How do your cats handle all of this travel? If so, what drugs are you giving them?
Because everything in Taylor's life is done better. That's why.
Exactly. She's the PJ. I get it. Then the next question would have been about her relationship with Travis. I would have been very respectful because, of course, she's been honest and open about her relationship with Travis. I would have asked her, how did Travis react the first time you played a song that was specifically about him to him? And if so, which song did you play for him first? Was it So High School? Was it a song we'd never even heard? That kind of thing. And then I would have gotten a little bit more personal about that question. And I would have gone, Taylor.
Uh-oh.
You have a song called Wood. How big's the wood? Be honest. The song is 2 minutes and 30 seconds. The people have done the math. You're into numerology. If you add up 2 and 3, and or maybe it's 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Yeah, it's 2 minutes and 35 seconds. If you add 2, 1, or... What
two,
is the number?
Two, three, and eight.
All I know is that it adds up to 9. It adds up to 9. That's all. The Swifties have gone online and they've done the math because she's really into numerology.
Mm-hmm.
It adds up to 9, Taylor. Confirm or deny. The next question I would have asked is, what is the best part about the life of a showgirl being your actual life? And, let me rephrase that. What is the best part about your life as a showgirl that you feel like you're not allowed to admit out loud?
That's a good one.
I'm right. Some really good questions. And then I would have said, what about Elizabeth Taylor's life? Do you feel like you relate to the most? Because she has a song called Elizabeth Taylor.
I do. That's one of my favorites off the album.
It's such a good song.
It's got a good beat.
And then the last question, the one question I feel like Swifties want to know, seeing that she is very close with younger artists that she has given a platform to, she's allowed them to open for her on the Eras Tour. I would have asked her, why are you and Olivia Rodrigo beefing? And don't say it's because of the copyright claims on Deja Vu, because there has to be more. Why aren't you friends anymore?
Neither one of them have ever really kind of give any kind of hints on why.
I think it is about the copyright claim where Olivia Rodrigo said that Cruel Summer inspired a part of the song, and it doesn't sound like Cruel Summer, which is Taylor Swift's song, but because she said it out loud, Taylor had to get a copyright claim for it. So, and so now she receives 50% of Olivia Rodrigo's proceeds for one of her biggest songs ever.
Well, she needs it.
I mean, yeah, she really is hurting.
Cash, right.
The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.